Believe it. Really believe it.
Here at Bill Bennett, Kentucky's Chief Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS. Today we're going to hear from Hurricane Smith by request.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Somebody asked me. I said, okay. Hope your Tuesday's going okay. We're supposed to have, again, temperatures in the upper 70s in San Francisco, but I don't think so. It's still pretty cool. It's kind of fallish, can I be honest with you? It's kind of, it's not even autumnish, even though fall and autumn are supposedly the same thing. It's fall, you know, and it's fall. It's that way. Okay, now, here's the big story, one of the big stories today, is that 132 inmates, mostly drug traffickers, escaped a prison in Mexico. You know how they did it? They tunneled out. Drug traffickers that could tunnel out? Who would have thought?
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Did you know that MRI technology changes as rapidly as computers or cell phones? San Luis Diagnostic Center is dedicated to providing state-of-the-art medical technology so patients on the Central Coast have the best medical care available. That's why they just replaced their MRI scanner with a Siemens Skyra, the new gold standard in MR imaging. This 3 Tesla MRI is the only one of its kind in California, and there are only two others in the United States. This system has 8 times the resolution of other MRIs, giving your doctor the most accurate high-resolution images in history. Plus, it's 5 times faster, getting you in and out as quickly as possible. It's also the most open MRI in existence and virtually eliminates claustrophobia. You have a choice when it comes to where you get an MRI. Tell your doctor you want the best MRI technology available. Choose the fastest, most advanced MRI made only at San Luis Diagnostic Center.
I know that when you hear the name Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, you immediately think of great flushing Toto toilets. Or maybe it's our state-of-the-art Growy kitchen and bath faucets. Or maybe it's those tiny massaging bubbles of a Jason Comfort Air Bath. But here's something you may not know. We have the most fabulous line of cabinet and door hardware on the Central Coast. Knobs and pulls created for whatever look you desire. Rustic, modern, craftsman, Asian, in durable, long-lasting finishes like Venetian bronze, brushed nickel, distressed copper, or even cloisonne. The choices are endless, the quality superb. You'll find that Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the county's widest selection of bathroom vanity cabinets in all types of designs. Roomy linen storage cabinets, beveled mirror medicine cabinets, and handcrafted wall mirrors. That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Brian has the stuff right there. So get into Pacific Coast Kitchen Bath, see what's going on. Okay, let's do our flashback, our highlights, our birthdays, our stuff. Our highlight in history: on September 18th in 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed a commission naming Rabbi Jacob Frankel of Rodef Shalom Congregation in Philadelphia the first Jewish chaplain of the U.S. Army. On this date, 1927, the Columbia Phonograph Broadcasting System, later CBS, made its on-air debut with a basic network of 16 radio stations. 1975, newspaper heiress Patricia Hearst was captured by the FBI in San Francisco 19 months after being kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army. Here's our thought for the day. I'm not sure I'm big on these things. Jessamine West, who was an American author from 1902 to 1984, said this: "We want the facts to fit the preconceptions. When they don't, it's easier to ignore the facts than to change the preconceptions." That's politics right there. Our birthdays today: actor Robert Blake is 79, actor Fred Willard is 73, a racing cyclist, or whatever he actually is, Lance Armstrong is 41. We'll say happy birthday to them and to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Here's the first thing in the news. It isn't Cal Coast news, but I want to tell you this. Steve Sable of NFL Films has passed away. That just hit. I thought I'd share that with you. All right, let's go to find out what's going on at CalCoastNews.com. I mentioned this yesterday. The State Public Utilities Commission agreed last week to allow PG&E to pass the $64 million cost of a planned seismic survey near Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant onto its customers. The current proposed plans are to use high-decibel sound waves to map earthquake fault lines from November through December, with the possibility of the test being divided into two parts in successive years. Last week, while requesting to pass the cost of the study to ratepayers, PG&E officials noted that Senator Sam Blakesley and the state had requested the testing, not PG&E. In addition, officials said that because PG&E's customers will benefit from the study, they should pay for it. The only way we benefit from the study is if they shut it down. Moving on. It is appropriate to pay for the studies through the rate increases. The study benefits all of PG&E's customers, Blair Jones of PG&E told KSBY. The enhanced seismic knowledge of the region also allows for the continued safe operation of this valuable generation facility. PG&E customers throughout the state are slated to see a small increase in their bills. It's taking a long time. I know because I got extra things loaded on the computer today. So if we're a little slow, it's because I got extra things loaded on the computer today. I found some extra stuff I want to share with you. This was a hoot. This was on Stenner Street. San Luis police may get caught speeding by a suspect that happened to be pursuing a radar gun disappeared from a pouch inside a police motorcycle. Left unattended around 1:40 a.m. on Sunday, the police department said. Police reported that an unidentified suspect stole the radar detector from an officer's motorcycle while multiple officers responded to a fight at 55 Stenner. Police department values the radar gun, known as LIDAR, at more than $2,500. And I can tell you, I lived on Stenner Street, and they actually, I went in to get a beer one time, twice they did this, I shouldn't say one time, it took me twice to learn it. The gang around there, they swiped my barbecue while food was cooking on it. All right, now this next thing here, I wish I had time to call Karen earlier today. I didn't have time, but because this one here, I don't really agree with. A front page blunder, I don't know, that word's not right, by the county's local daily newspaper, that's of course the Tribune, wrongly laid the blame for Creston Classic rodeo racist joke has provoked national attention from thegrio.com, a division of NBC News, and the story is about to go viral. The Tribune's Joan Owen Lamb reported Sunday that according to several spectators, a racial joke told over the microphone had been uttered by announcer Ed Kutz. Is that how you say his name? I'm not sure. The Tribune's headline was announced, "A racist joke offends rodeo audience." Well, here's the thing. It wasn't him. It was turned out to be a rodeo clown, Mike Hayhurst. So here's the deal on the whole thing. I say this. So here's the story. The newspaper did say, I checked it today, the newspaper did say, that this is what spectators said had happened, that the announcer, well, it was in fact two announcers. It was the actual rodeo announcer, and the clown, I'm assuming from what I read, sort of does the color commentary. Does that make sense? So, in fact, they're both announcers. So the fact that the Tribune was told by individuals that it was the, quote, the announcer, and it was therefore then assumed it was this guy, KUTZ, and it turned out not to be him, fine. They acknowledged it yesterday. And there's a story about it today. Rodeo leaders decry remarks. Two organizations condemn clown's racist joke and Creston as more offensive comments surface. Apparently the guy didn't realize that while there are rodeo clowns, there are no such thing as rodeo comedians, and he was trying out for the job. So that's basically what happened there, and that's basically what's going on CalCoastNews.com. So you can check it 24/7 every day and find out what you think about what you think about.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Da-da-da. All right, so let me, I brought in some other news here. I was doing some looking around here. Thought I came up with some really interesting stuff here, but now I got so much news, I don't know what I'm doing. But anyway, let me tell you this. Steve Sable was 69 years old. He wasn't a very old man. and a very familiar face to those of us that are sports fans and have been around for a long time. NFL Films president Steve Sybil died Tuesday after an 18-month battle with brain cancer, which I didn't know he had. He was 69. Steve Sybil was the creative genius behind the remarkable work of NFL Films, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a statement, Steve's passion for football was matched by his incredible talent and energy. He was a major contributor to the success of the NFL, a man who changed the way we look at football and sports, and a great friend. NFL Films began in 1962 when Sable's father, Ed, won film rights to the league's championship game, which Steve worked as a cameraman. So anyway, eventually he built the whole thing up into NFL Films, and you know, and we know how great those were. So you know, I think he really did elevate the NFL. To tell you the truth, I think that's correct in saying that. Okay. So I guess some other things were said that had, I guess they were political things. The first joke that Mr. Hayhurst said was actually racist and political. Then apparently there's some other things, the words getting around, that he had some other jokes that were just politically aimed. But anyway, totally inappropriate for what he was doing and where he was, and it just, I don't know what he was thinking about, but anyway, there you go. Hey, other people going on. They had a nice vigil that honored Brett Olson at Cal Poly yesterday in the evening at University Union Plaza. It was 2 weeks after the 20-year-old disappeared while he was on a rafting trip. So there was quite a few people that turned out. And 90,000 people joined a Facebook page that has been set up in his honor. Okay. Now, Mitt Romney's, I got to mention this one because it's just sitting there staring at us in the face, so I'm going to get involved in this one. Mitt Romney's said something that he got his foot in his mouth. But you know, I have to tell you the truth. The way things go with politics, between now and the election, there's going to be more feet and more mouths, so I'm going to tell you. But anyway, he's claiming, you know, 40% of the people, you know, all they want is something from the government, and they don't, you know. Anyway, here's the thing. Then he said, and there he's being besieged with criticism for saying that he really doesn't see an Israeli-Palestinian peace coming anytime in the foreseeable future. I don't either. So you can criticize me for it also. I've said that for a long time. I don't see it coming. I don't see any individual group or anything else that's going to make that happen. So. I'm not sure why everybody's mad about that, but, you know, we get mad at stuff. So there you go. So anyway, that's what's happened with that. I just thought I'd tell you. Okay. In San Luis Obispo, Jonathan Charles Ramos, who stabbed his ex-girlfriend last summer multiple times, was found sane, and so he'll face trial. Suffering at least 5 stab wounds, including wounds to her head and arm. The woman was taken to Sierra Vista, who took some pills but spit them out, was arrested later. So anyway, so the guy's got bipolar disorder, whatever else the whole thing is. Anyway, more and more we're learning that people that act erratically, that's apparently what's wrong with them. Or at least that's what they're credited with having. I don't know that that's really the problem, but sounds good. Yeah. Now, in Paso, they have a thing going on, and they have off-road riders, you know, in the Salinas Riverbed, and they go down there, and they give it the whoop-de-doo. And so now there's I would have to see a map. I didn't get a chance to Google the map of this, but I wonder if it's a newish development of houses, if all of a sudden people are starting to complain about something that's been going on for a long, long time, which is off-road vehicle use in the Salinas River, then it would seem to me that there would have to be some new construction or something, or a new neighborhood or something that went in that would cause the people to do it. That's my assumption. Anyhow, so now they're going to decide whether or not they're going to not allow it within the city limits, within the riverbed in the city limits. So I guess you go outside the city limits. And look, how do you get there? How do you get down? How it works? Anyway, so a lot of people are upset because they say, you know, that it's a family type of a activity and it's a fun get together for people, and now there's fewer and fewer places you can do such things. Which is true, you know, because we're not only crowding out the animals and the flora and fauna, but we're crowding out the off-road vehicle people. Everything's fallen by the wayside. Now, here's a story today about this panda that's had a baby in Washington, the National Zoo. It says an unlikely panda birth, because they have to you know, watch a lot of porn, and you have to read them dirty stories and stuff before they get interested, because they just put them together. They usually don't do anything. So anyway, they actually had it. Now, here's the weird part about this panda business. Can I tell you this? A panda, a grown panda is a big animal. I mean, it's bigger than a person. It's bigger than a woman. What is the average weight of a baby? 8 pounds or something like that? Around there, right? Around 8 pounds, right? Okay, so a human being woman has to give birth to an 8-pound baby, and the newborn panda weighs 3 to 5 ounces. What's wrong with that program, would you think? Okay, then we have Kate Middleton, more topless pics are going to be published. You know, first they started off in France, now they're on their way to Italy, and so the Italian magazine is going to do it. You know, I guess it's just because it's Kate Middleton, you know. I mean, Kate Middleton is not certainly top-heavy by any stretch of the imagination, so I'm not quite sure what is going on with this whole thing. But anyway, I guess it's just because it's her. And then, oh, they had a quote, though. Are you ready? Here it goes. I got to read you this. Alfonso Signorini, the editor of, I don't know how to say this, it's Chai, I guess, C-H-I, Chi, was quoted as saying the photographs represent a deserving topic because it shows in a completely natural way the daily life of a very famous young and modern couple in love. Well, here's a picture of them in Borneo. Oh, no, that's where they, Solomon Islands. The Solomon Islands, here's a picture of them in a boat. And they fully dressed, she and her husband. And that there was a picture of the two in love right there. They didn't have to have their clothes off, remember? And then Sean White, who's the snowboarder guy, he was charged with vandalism and public intoxication. He was in a hotel room and got kind of weird. But you'll have that with young people. All right. I wanted to comment on this. They had I don't know about these things until after they've happened. I don't know what's going on. I'm not getting the word. I got to tell you what, I'm behind the curve, because here they had a 30 woodcarvers from around San Luis Obispo County got at the Cayucas Veterans Hall and Memorial Alliance Hall on Sunday to show off their stuff. And so Walt Ross was there. Here's a picture of him. I know Walt. I didn't know he carved. Anyway, so people carve stuff. They have a gallery. I don't know if they still have it. They had a gallery up in San Simeon for many, many years. People get together and they carve stuff. Anyway, I didn't know this was going to take place. Otherwise, I would have told you. And then Lon Allen's column today is the road work surrounding Highway 41 interchange. And he says it's road work is a comedy of errors. Not really. Because here's the deal. So he's saying, like, you know, he watched them pour a sidewalk here a while back, and then they just took it out again, and they're going to have to be replaced because they're going to do something else, and they tear apart what they put in. And I can understand, the roadways in San Luis Obispo tend to get torn up over and over and over. And you'd sort of think, well, if you're going to replace this pipe and the one next to it looks crusty, why don't you just replace both pipes at the same time? Wouldn't you think that? Apparently that's not how we do it. So over and over. Now, here's the thing that's happening right here. I've got a call in to the Public Works, County Public Works, because there's a sign at the south end of Buckley Road that says there's going to be a 20-minute delay starting Monday and run a few days. And then, unfortunately, at the southern part of Buckley, well, actually not way southern part, but part way south, where we're in the middle, let me just put it this way, we're right in the middle of these two signs. It says that there's going to be things. So I'm trying to find out, does that mean they're going to work on this whole section of road at one time, or are they going to start at one end, and we could come in the back way, and then when they get to the other end, we could go the other way? I need to find out. Why don't you see what I'm saying? I need to know if I have to have an extra 20 minutes of time to get into this place. Because there's no other way, you know. Buckley Road's it. There's no back way. There's nothing. So And then I thought, well, I'll email them too. That way, you know, because maybe one person does email and the person that left a message said, leave me a message, which I always wonder about when you're talking to somebody if you're going to get a call back. So I emailed. They had a form. They said, tell us your email address and tell us your phone number, if that's what you want, and your name and what road you want to know something about and give us an idea of what your question is. And so I did all that, and I hit send, and it immediately went to another form that was different in shape, but exactly the same questions. No, I didn't fill it out a second time. I'm going to count on the phone call now. I didn't understand that. So it made no sense to me. But then things don't from time to time. Things don't from time to time. I want to tell you, if I may, about Idlers and Tempur-Pedic and all the great things that are going on. Idler Sleep Shop, because they have great things and they got sales going on right now, and you can get and you get on a great deal, and you can enjoy this wonderful Tempur-Pedic beds. Now they have different kinds, and that's what you need to know. They have different thicknesses, they have different firmnesses, they have different styles. They have like the yippy skippiest of all is the twin. Well, no, it's a king size bed that's split in half. You know, now, and if you're both laying down at the same time, that's okay. It's advisable for sometimes. But here's the thing: each half can lift up the top part and the bottom part on its own. So you can, if let's say your mate is sleeping and you decide, well, I'm going to read a book, and you want to sit up and read the book and everything, you can adjust your side. I thought it was pretty cool. It is cool. That's that ergo stuffy. Anyway, so the Tempur-Pedic, they've gone through the trouble of taking the ones that are the most popular in the country, and that's the ones they sell at Idler Sleep Shop. Instead of having, you know, 500 mattresses there, which just confuses you, they don't do that. Tempur-Pedic outsells all of their mattresses right now, 2-to-1, recommended by Good Housekeeping, their Arthritis Foundation, Consumers Digest, Best Buy, and they also sell Beauty Rest and Posturepedic too. I thought I'd mention that, but Tempur-Pedic is the way to go, I got to tell you this time. Go in, test drive the thing. You just go in and you just relax on them, you know, and you go, whoa, how great is that? And then Cody Miller will help you out, and he'll write you up. You got a new bed. And don't forget, they have free pickup. They'll pick up your old bed. They'll get rid of it, the free delivery, the free pickup, the get rid of, the whole thing. They'll take care of the whole thing. Turnkey operation right there. Idler's Appliances. It's on Cross and Short Street, right in the corner. So when you go down Short, there you'll be in the right there on the left-hand corner. Kind of the dead end, as it were. All right, Idler's Sleep Shop, and you. A wonderful, I just say this, a wonderful combination. No question about it.
Did you know that in Slo County we use over 300,000 single-use plastic bags every day? That's over 100 million bags every year. Yes, it's hard to believe, but it's true. Even if you don't need a plastic bag, you pay for it because the cost of the bag is included in the price of everything you buy. Very few of these bags are recycled, and they end up in our landfill or as litter in our fields, creeks, or ocean. Studies have shown that in parts of the Pacific Ocean, 92% of the seabirds and 35% of the fish have plastic inside them. Starting October 1st, grocery stores, pharmacies, convenience stores, and large stores throughout Slo County will no longer provide plastic bags at checkout. If you need a bag when you're checking out, the store will sell you a paper one for 10 cents or sell you a reusable bag. Over a lifetime, reusable bags eliminate the need for upwards of 1,000 or more single-use bags. You'll save money and help the environment when you choose to use a reusable bag.
Can I permanently lose my hearing from exposure to loud noise? Yes. Permanent hearing loss can result from prolonged exposure to loud music over 85 decibels, such as lawnmowers, power tools, blenders, and hair dryers, which are around 90 decibels and are dangerous for longer than 30 minutes. 30 million Americans have hearing loss. 1 in 3 develop their hearing loss as a result of exposure to noise. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
Have I a hope or half a chance to even ask if I could dance with you? You would you greet me or politely turn away? Would there suddenly be sunshine on a cold and rainy day? Oh, babe, what would you say? For there are you, sweet lollipop. Here am I with such a lot to say. Hey, hey, just to walk with you along the Milky Way.
Steve had a task there, wanted to hear, "Oh, babe, what would you say" by Hurricane Smith. And I thought, okay, yeah, I haven't heard it for a while myself, so I did that. And then I have some other songs, that, you know, because that's like one of these one-hit wonders, so I've decided to have other one-hit wonders today. Because why not? That's the way I look at it. Why not? All right. Other news. Oh, here was the thing here I was going to try. Now, this is a different site, so we're going to find out what happens when I press the button on this one. Because I've never tried this. I've never. Where is it? What, I've never tried. I can't find out where the thing is now. Hold on. It's here. It's here. It was here. Oh, here it is. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. What happened to the thing I wanted to play? Something changed here. Eh, crud. Well. Oh, well. That's that. Okay. That's that. Okay, what else we got here? Nope, it was the other one for sure. All right. Ambassador's murder called a gift. That's Al-Qaeda's affiliate. He's called the killing of U.S. Ambassador to Libya, Chris Stevens, a gift, and said Muslims should continue to kill U.S. government representatives. Okay. In Leeds, England, a woman was arrested for performing an at-home abortion, which, you know, is what everybody's concerned about in their own way, happening in the future. So, you know, this is the thing that gets talked about. You know, how do we avoid these things from happening? And that's always a topic of conversation right there. And other things that are happening in our news, and we'll do our. And I'm telling the women, I apologize that the Panda has a much better deal than you do in childbirth. I don't think it's right, but that's what happens. Hospice is moving its Paso Robles office from, let me tell you where it is, 1345 Oak Street in Paso to 811 12th Street, Suite 301 in Paso. Did you get that? 811 12th Street. Okay, so that's where hospice is moving to in Paso, just so you know. I thought you want to know that. I don't understand why this would even be come up for a review, to tell you the truth. I don't quite get it. There's a plan to conserve a Los Osos Valley Road cattle ranch. The board decided today whether to support proposed easement for a 532-acre property. Oh, I see. They want to get to it or something anyway. But the point is this, is that they want to save two big chunks out there, one with 292 acres, and the other 240 acres, and this is a continuous operating farm and ranch for how many years was, let me see, I'm sorry, 140 years they've been operating this thing, so it seemed to me you'd want to save it, but I could be wrong. Well, this is, let me tell you this story because this is kind of different. A British woman who performed a do-it-yourself abortion when she was 30 weeks pregnant has been sentenced to 8 years in prison. She used a drug she obtained online to induce labor after being told it was too late for her to have an abortion, the Daily Telegraph reported. A judge told her the crime was more serious than manslaughter but less serious than murder. So what you did was end the life of a child capable of being born alive by inducing birth or miscarriage. Kat had told police she had given birth to a son who was born dead. She said she buried the body but has not revealed the location. The father of the child was apparently a man with whom this woman, a married mother of two, was having an extramarital affair. Ah, special. Special stuff going on. Okay. So anyway, that's what that story was about. But it was a very strange story, in my opinion. Here's a picture of the space shuttle sitting on top. It's a 747 transport, and we're waiting for the weather to clear so it can come out here to California and go on the tree. There used to be tree-lined streets, but now they're stump-lined streets on its way to the Air Museum. Hard to believe. Really hard to believe. Okay, San Luis Obispo, a regional rideshare, hopes that more than 1,000 people will leave their cars at home and use alternative transportation going to work in October. They want to increase it by 10% over last year, so that would be 1,155 people to participate. Incentives include a weekly $100 cash giveaways, a grand prize of free wine tasting tour and lunch in Cambria on the RTA trolley for 15 people, for gosh sakes. That's a lot of folks, so you can have yourself quite a do. Or you just drive to work. A report evaluating the impact of directing high school students in Cayucas to San Luis Coastal Unified School District instead is due to be submitted to the County Committee on School District Organization tomorrow. And this is this deal where, you know, the kids from Cayucas go to Coast Union up in Cambria, and yet Morro Bay High School is a lot closer. And so a lot of they get some kind of a waiver or something. A lot of students actually go to Morro Bay High. There's not that many students left that actually go to Cambria. So, but Cambria says we'd lose too much money, and back and forth. I guess they're going to decide what's going to happen. Well, that's what they're trying to study is, you know, what the impact would be on everybody. And the other thing that they were saying is they would have to lay off teachers, and they try to make it sound as ugly as they possibly could. It may not be good, but I don't know how ugly it really is. Okay. Here's a couple of things signed by Governor Jerry Brown. Funeral protesters have to keep a distance of 300 feet. They had 1,000 feet at one time, but they said that was no good. The court said that was no good. 1,000 feet was too far. I don't know why it's too far, but okay, fine. And then any discrepancies in state special funds, you know, the state special funds we have, we're going to end the discrepancies in those. We didn't at first know we had discrepancies in those, but we did, and we do. And so now they've all been audited, and now we're going to see if we can keep the same thing from happening again. You know, obviously we can't hire lunatics to run these departments because that's not going to work. So you got to come up with something like that. U.S. and Libya offer vastly different reports of the attack. So this is interesting because the U.S. is sort of deflecting this as just part of a demonstration over that film, whereas the Libyans are saying that they believe that it was an attack solely separate from anything else, and it was, you know, on the anniversary of 9/11. Now, nobody's come forward to say, yeah, that's what it was, you know, exactly, but that's kind of what's going on. So once again, we don't know. Now, here was the thing right here. NATO scales back operations with Afghans because there's no sense in keeping up this pretense of fighting shoulder to shoulder because we're not, and we don't want to anymore. And so this Lieutenant General James Terry said that we're going to have less joint maneuvers and joint situations with the Afghans. How that's going to work, I have no idea. It's at this point, it's like, okay. Then what are we doing there? Okay, but I don't know. No, that's what. Okay. Let's go backwards here if I can. I should have gone back to this whole thing. Here's a Libyan woman carried a wreath with a picture of Ambassador Chris Stevens on Monday, and other Libyan women and Americans pay their respects. So there was, you know, supposedly he was very, very helpful to the people over there, and, you know, the fact that he was killed is, like, absurd. But anyway. Hezbollah leader will not remain silent. That's Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, who said we're going to keep raising heck. And then an anti-Muslim activist who tipped an Egyptian newspaper reported the existence of an incendiary anti-Islam video, saying off that chain reaction has dropped from sight. Morris Sadek last posted on his Twitter account on September 10th. He's from the Chantilly, Virginia area. They say they haven't seen him or his family since Thursday. He's most likely hiding in fear for his life. The film's alleged creator, a 55-year-old convicted felon named Nakula Masili, also appears to have fled his home in Cerritos. You would probably imagine they would do that, huh? Now, this is, this should make, there's people I know that this should make happy. It doesn't necessarily make sense, but it'll make you happy. And that is, you know, these special immigrants, the people that Barack Obama, the president, said, okay, if you were brought here as a child, but you've completed high school, you've been in the service, whatever it is, and you're in that special program, that that you can you can continue to be here, with papers, but but you can't get any health care. So a lot of people say, well, that makes sense. See, but see, in a way, that doesn't make sense. Because these people have had health care the whole lives that they lived in America. And these are, you know, how do you say this? These are like, what, semi-citizens. Is that what you call them? Semi-citizens. That's what I'd call them. Especially somebody served in the military. Are you serious? Anyway, it's kind of weird to me. But that's what they're saying. Okay, just appeared again. These things come in and go out. So we'll see what happens, because I've never tried this site. But this is a story of the VFW is trying to appeal to younger vets. And I'm not surprised that it's trying to. I'm going to see what they're doing to appeal to younger vets, besides have, you know, cocktails for less money than other places. I can stop by the VFW's right by the Vets Administration Building here. You know, the Veterans Hall, and we can see if there's any changes there. Well, that's this is working worse than some of the other places I try. Okay, well, it was worth a shot, but that's it. Oh, wait, here we go. Wait, what do I got here? Oh, you have to have a sponsorship message, but maybe we'll have, actually we'll understand this.
A lot more of more and a little less of less. And that's exactly what you'll get at Embassy Suites. More free breakfast, more for my money. More deliciousness, more hearty guffaws. Because more than enough more is never enough more.
More coffee?
What do you think?
Free breakfast, more room, complimentary drinks. Embassy Suites, get more.
For more than a century, retired armed service members have gathered at Veterans of Foreign Wars posts. And the focal point of many VFWs is usually the cold beer, good times, and camaraderie.
It's a lot of friends. We meet a lot of friends here that we could talk to.
Denver's VFW Post 1 has the unique distinction of being the organization's first ever, established in 1899 by returning Spanish-American war vets. And now, it's trying to distinguish itself further. It's dumping the bar.
What used to be the whole bar area and the pool room will be offices.
The move is an effort to get out of debt from subsidizing drinks and to attract young servicemen and women returning from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
If you look at how social lives have evolved, today's veterans, today's young people want to be more active. They want to actually see things that they're doing in community take shape. They want to be able to point to it and say, hey, I did that. I built this trail. I helped work on this house for the homeless.
In adapting to the changing face of veterans, this post is working with veterans groups on college campuses, coordinating with groups that help families connect after deployment, and also sponsoring outings for families.
Climbing a mountain, why not do that? It seems so much more productive.
The VFW and other veterans groups have always been much more about bars for veterans. They have been instrumental in gaining government benefits for servicemen, such as the GI Bill and the post-9/11 GI Bill. Renovations at Post 1 are still underway, but for some at other posts, the draw is the bar.
Say, no, we come down here because it is a bar, so...
That it? Is that the end of that? Okay, yeah. So that's it. That's it. Basically, it's a subsidized bar. And so the drinks are cheaper and the beers are cheaper and everything like that. And so they say maybe it should be more than that. I would bet the veterans would say...
Deeply disappointed.
Calm down. I bet the veterans would say you're wrong, but that's just my guess. I just am guessing. Because you'll climb a mountain, she said. I mean, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. But they have mountain climbing clubs for that, don't they? Okay. Of course, everybody that's alive is a veteran of a foreign war because we haven't had one here. Except for, you know, New York, if you want to call it that, on 9/11. Everybody's a veteran of a foreign war. All right. All the veterans are someplace else. All right. So that's the thing right there. Well, here's some other things that are happening. Ford relaunches the Fusion. It's a very important car for their lineup, and they're saying that they're putting a lot of dough in this thing, and they hope it works. Aye, good idea. Okay. And then I really honestly came across a sentence in here, a headline that said, "The nude photos of Kate can only do her good." I don't ask me. I don't know who writes this stuff. Oh, and by the way, did you hear that Regis Philbin is now joining up with Rachel Ray? And they're going to do a thing together. He's going to watch her cook, and she's going to show him how she cooks. And then he'll be there with his comments, I guess. Anyhow, that's that. And you might say, well, why would he just not stay with Kelly? Well, because they'd want to cut his salary. So now, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We don't know what he's making. Of course, we don't get any of that information, but there it is. All right. The Reg is back on. All right. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. All right. 10 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock right now, you're with Bill Benica. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS, your news station. And here's other things that are going on in the world. This is like the weirdest, one of the weird today, weird stories. California's DNA collection of arrestees heads to court. Program has been credited with solving cold cases, lots of them, as a matter of fact. ACLU argues the practice is aggressive and infringes on civil liberties. So if you're arrested for a felony, then they're going to swab your cheek, the inside of your cheek, with a Q-tip, and they're going to have a DNA sample. You don't have to be accused of the felony, just arrested for a felony. So the ACLU is saying, well, that's not right. But then when you look at all the cases that have been solved because they've done this, I think it's fine. I'm sorry. I don't think we're stepping out of line to do that because we have a lot of cases we can't solve, and it turns out that the people that we've already arrested again. Military Substance Abuse Program criticized. They say that the military's way of going about trying to prevent substance abuse is really outdated and no good, you know, because it involves stocks and a dunking stool. No, I'm teasing. Anyway, but they obviously have why would I know what their program is? But anyway, they have a program for it. They said it's no good and should be changed and all that. The military's drug testing regimen created in the post-Vietnam era continues to focus on certain legal drugs that may not pose as great as risk that they did years ago, the panel concluded. I don't even know what that means when they say, what does that mean when they say that? What are they talking? I don't even know what that sentence means. Okay, I don't have to know. I'm not required. So here they have, 1 year later, Occupy Wall Street. So a lot of people, took to the streets of Manhattan and the financial district to basically say, we're still mad at you. And he says, this is a movement that's only been a year, said protester Justin Diaz of Brooklyn. It's going to take many years for it to develop and figure out exactly who we are. I think it is going to take, because, you know, you're standing down there, and the people up in the office buildings that you're protesting are looking out the windows going, let them eat cake. They don't care. So, I don't know. Yeah, you got to get, this has to be, yeah, something else has to happen with the thing. I got criticized for saying that the last time I said that, something else needs to happen with the protest movement. Because somebody said, well, the protest in itself is enough. But I still don't think it is. Because if the protest falls on deaf ears and nothing changes, then what are you protesting for? You know, if a tree falls in the forest, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, I just mentioned that. All right. Now, other people are in the news and things. A former state assemblyman was charged Monday with bank fraud while working for the L.A. County Probation Department. Probation Chief Jerry Powers warned the arrest of executive manager Carl Washington will not be the last, because he was hired to take care of some of the internal issues, and he says other people are involved in this thing. All right. Now, this is, again, you know, the world, it's a different world. It's a different world. A convicted murderer in Massachusetts who won the right to get a state-funded sex change is also eligible to have legal fees, expect the top $500,000 paid as well. A federal judge has ruled. In a landmark decision, U.S. District Judge Mark Wolf this month ordered the State Department of Corrections to provide sex reassignment surgery to Michelle Kosilek. Now, here's the thing I don't know. Wolf found that prison officials had violated Kosilek's Eighth Amendment rights to protection against cruel and unusual punishment, and that the surgery is the only adequate treatment for the gender identity disorder. Wolf has now found that is also entitled legal fees. Now, here's the thing. They've managed to do this whole story. They managed to do, it's not a big story, but they managed to do this story without indicating whether it's a she that turned into a he or a he that's turned into a she. You may say, well, does that matter? Maybe. You know, maybe if you're, maybe, what if you're a male prisoner and you say, okay, I want to get out of this prison so bad, because he's maybe in there for life. I want to get out of this prison so bad, I'll just say I need to become a woman. And then I'll go to a woman's prison where maybe it won't be as bad for me. Did you ever think of that? I did. I haven't been to prison yet. I thought of it. So, I'm not sure. And then here was a long editorial that was written by the Sacramento Bee, and they put it in the opinion page of the Tribune today. And it's time to end the fiction of state's death penalty, which is true. I mean, call a horse a horse. It accomplishes almost nothing. More people die. Most of the people on death row die of old age, you know. Then they die of execution. So the fact of the matter is, it's become this ridiculous, burdensome thing. And even though I has always been for the death penalty, I always have felt that if, you know, you punch somebody's ticket and then that's it, you get yours punched. But I have to admit, the cost is just nuts. Claudia from Morro Bay was one of the long line of people that wrote a letter to the editor about the seismic testing and how bad it could be. She said this: "We live on a transform fault between two major tectonic plates, Pacific and North American plates. They move. That intense pressure of plate against plate created the San Ynez Range and the Channel Islands. No amount of 3D mapping of a few faults is going to change the fact that we live on a coastline that has been in flux for millions of years, for gosh sakes." She's got a point. That's the truth right there. All right. Cancer is now the top killer of U.S. Hispanics. The illness has overtaken heart disease, may soon do so among the general population. So this is so now you have this thing that says, okay, if we're not killing ourselves because we get heart disease, and heart disease can be more self-induced, and you know you can cause it to come upon yourself by your eating habits and your living habits, but cancer just either gets you or doesn't get you. And so that's a little bit disturbing when you really think about it. But we keep asking, you know, every year that I have, and I'll have him on again, I ask Dr. Fred Vernacki to come in, you know, and we have breast cancer awareness month. And every year I ask the same thing: why does it seem like there's more people? And it says, well, maybe we're detecting more. But it seems to be on the rise rather than on the wane. Well, we had a story yesterday in the news. Cool Whip, the Dow Industrial Average. You know, it's a certain number of companies that are on that, 100 companies, I think it is, and that's how they get the industrial average. But anyway, Cool Whip used to be on there, but they got thrown off in favor of somebody else because they did something to the business, and that was it. iPhone sales set new standard, 2 million in 24 hours. Advance Apple's soar. People are waiting in line for the crazy phones. It's just nuts, nuts, nuts. And as a matter of fact, where did I see this? It raised it jacked up the price of their stock at the same time. I think I read that in USA Today, so I don't see it here. Anyway, but it's just absolutely amazing. Okay. Rebound from recession may be reaching its limits. Then maybe it wasn't really a rebound. You know, maybe it was a hiccup. How they say that? Maybe it was just a hiccup, and that's what happened. Google purchase aims at Facebook. Company seeks to bolster Google Plus with Nick, N-I-K, in case you never heard of that, which developed the service's photo editing technology. Monday's deal gives Google a popular service that competes against Facebook's Instagram, whose tools are widely used to display, touch up, and share photos taken on smartphones and tablet computers. Facebook bought Instagram for $715 million in a deal that closed last month. Google didn't disclose the terms of the Nick software acquisition. So this is so when you take pictures with your smartphones and whatnot, you can mess with them. Is that right? So is that what I'm understanding about this? Okay. But crop them. What do? Crop them? Do you add smiles where there's no smiles? Do you add put one face on top of another body? You know, can you do all that photo stuff? Okay, sounds fun. Or you can actually use it as a telephone, which would be weird. But Royal Dutch Shell said it Monday it will no longer look for oil off the coast of Alaska this year after several setbacks. And it was kind of, they were doing exploratory wells anyway. And they said, but they have ice floes and stuff that are getting in the way. And they're saying heck with it for now. U.S. safety regulators have added 2 model years to an investigation of an airbag problem with Hyundai Elantras that cut a car owner's ear in half. Saved his life, probably, but at the same time, it altered his appearance. So I think it's a good idea then to probably look into that and find out what that airbag's doing. And the number of long delays in July involving planes stuck in airport tarmacs was more than the previous 8 months combined, the government said yesterday. How special to sit there like that.
much I really care. And this is the last song I'll ever sing for you. You come looking for the light, and it won't be there, but I love you. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Last song by Edward Bear, and it was the last song because he only had the one hit. So that's how it worked out for him. It was prophetic, was it not? Okay. Anyhow, you're with Bill Benica, talking to Chief Friends and Neighbors, number 1340 KYNS, your news station. I thank you for spending the time to be with me, and I'm spending the time to be with you, and I'm happy we're together and spending the time. In a nutshell. Okay. Other things are happening today. Let me get this up here. There's a picture of Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and Dwight Eisenhower, and it says, what can they teach Obama and Romney? Why they pick those three, out of curiosity? Okay, well, here's a thing here we could do an audio of, but I don't think we're going to. Kardashian pulls out her own baby. Well, that's special there, right there. Okay, and then there was a story about these miniature cows. They're really cute. They look like full-size cows, but they're just a little. They're up, you know, coming up to your knee. Anyway, somebody rustled them. So the guy that had all the cows doesn't have them anymore. And then they had another story. Let me give you this story. This story is like, holy cow. It's coming. Well, I'll give you. I won't tease you. $7 million. They found $7 million worth of gold in a guy's home. And so we're going to find out more about that after we find out more about whatever this is going to be first. And then we'll find out. $7 million in gold was in this guy's home. He died, and they were just looking around, and here it was. So we're ready now.
This is George.
Okay, well, that's not going to work, is it? You have no idea what that's about. It's about the Galaxy, what's it called? The Galaxy 3S, is that what it's called? One of these phone things again, you know, one of these things. It takes pictures, and you can also, you know, get the photography thing so you can alter the photographs in any way you want to. Be it through Google or on Facebook, and you can mess with stuff. So there's always that for you. So there it is. Oh, actually, no, this is a new tablet from Google. Ah, the Nexus 7. See that?
This photo on his driver's license.
Let's just forget about the photo. It's just a picture of a guy.
69-year-old Samasco Jr. He died in his home in June from heart problems, but his body wasn't found until about a month later. Joe Baxter was the neighbor who called authorities.
He'd come out in the yard and wave once in a while, but that's as sociable as he got.
When the house was put up for sale, the realtor, who was a friend of Baxter's, asked if he wanted to come over and take a look at some of Samasco's belongings. But what he uncovered was beyond expectation.
Because we thought it was ammunition. Opened it up, and it was rolls of $20 gold pieces. because I've never seen that much gold in my life or coins that old.
The realtor immediately called Carson City Clerk and Recorder Alan Glover.
He said, you need to come over to the house right away.
Glover says in weight alone, the gold is worth at least $7 million.
The amount of it was what was overwhelming.
They had to use a wheelbarrow to move boxes and boxes of gold from the house. It's now being kept in a secure location. I went to Northern Nevada Coin to talk with gold and coin expert Tony Latragna and look at similar coins to discuss their value. Glover says Samasco had coins minted from as early as the 1840s from Mexico, Austria, England, and South Africa.
That's a lot of gold. That's a lot of coins. Depending on the condition, can have a premium above and beyond its gold value.
And gold was not the only thing left behind. Glover says Samasco had $200 in the bank, stock accounts worth $165,000, and $12,000 in cash at the house. And
he was a hoarder. He had cases of salmon, cases of tuna fish.
Glover says he had cases of ammo, guns, and conspiracy theory books as well.
It appears that he did not like government very much.
But despite all his assets, Samasco did not have a will. Originally from Chicago, he has lived at the home in Carson City with his mother since the 60s. She passed away in 1992. Using records from her funeral, Glover was able to locate a family member.
Close relative is a first cousin in San Rafael, California.
According to Glover, after the IRS takes their share, the rest should be hers.
Wow, that's pretty good, huh? Yeah, you wake up one morning, you don't even know the guy. We got a lot of money for you. Okay, well, that sounds good. I like that. I'll take it. I'm the kind of guy that'll take it. All right. We should probably get to this because it's so weird. It's so weird, so we will ultimately get to it. It was Lindsay Lohan's mother's appearance on Dr. Phil, and it's one of those weird moments, you know, when you say, what has this person taken or done before they got here? You know, because it's just too strange for words. So we'll get to that one. We'll get to that one. It's like, okay. This is visual, this part of it. To hear, you think to yourself, something's not right here. And then at one point, she gave the camera the finger. The bird, the high sign, whatever you want to call it. All right. Now, let me tell you what's going on with Charter, because you still have time to get in on this great deal through the month of September, and that's the Charter Triple Play. So you get over 100 HD channels. You use Apple and Android apps to view TV content on your devices anywhere there's a Wi-Fi connection. Charter has over 10,000 video-on-demand titles, many in 3D. Charter was named the nation's fastest internet by PC Magazine, so you got the internet thing going on. It's powerful enough for everybody to do all kinds of stuff, and it has super fast download and upload speeds and all that. Reliable phone service, unlimited local and long distance with Charter phone. So don't wait, call now, get the best TV, internet and phone, the bundle, the triumvirate with the Charter Triple Play. For only $29.99 when bundled, call 1-855-75-SWITCH. That's 1-855-75-SWITCH. Other terms and restrictions apply. Go to charter.com for details, and be smart and get your charter. All right. What's just going on with that? That's what's happening with that. Dang it. The Giants won. They beat the Rockies 2-1, and that increased the division lead over LA to 8 games. What's the date today again? Okay, it's 18. I think we got a problem now. I think we're screwed. That's my official guess. Okay. Okay, we could wild card it in there somehow, I suppose. We'll see. All right, other things are happening. Is there anything else I had? No, I didn't have anything else marked for the... Okay, that was it. All right. Okay, that was it. That's all I had. They've picked a successor to Geir Sirbach. His name is Jim Erb. He'll take over in late December to complete the last 2 years of the elected term of county auditor controller. It's one of those funny. It's one of those things that's weird to me, to tell you the truth. It's one of those things that you have to run for and be elected, and it's kind of like curious to me, and know if you're doing the job right, and everybody can tell if you are or not. You know, then you would think that you just would keep the be like a like it's kind of like the some jobs that you're just have them for life. People have, you know, government jobs for life until they retire. You know, you would have thunk, but maybe I'm wrong. The prison seminary program expands in California because, you know, the sexual reassignment surgery, is that what they call them? That's not for everybody. So a lot of prisoners say, well, maybe if I can become an evangelical type of person there, I could maybe have a better time in prison, and then I can get out and I can do the same thing when I'm out there. And so that's what they're doing. I've summed that whole article up to that, just because, so you know. Okay. It was more involved, but I decided to sum it up. Okay. I was summarizing. This is 1340 KYNS San Luis Obispo. The time right now, 20 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock. You're with Bill Benica, and I thought I should tell you that. Okay, they say that the world is warmer, in fact, as you have heard, and so it's making the allergies worse because more things are flowering, and they're flowering longer and all that sort of stuff. So they say the longer summer seems to have the impact on sufferers, and that's for sure. So it's really too bad. Now, this was wild and crazy stuff. Here's a thing that's going on in the Bay Area that I've never heard of in my whole life, and I thought, well, it's kind of fun. What they do is these people graft fruit branches on regular trees in the hopes that they'll grow, they'll finally start to grow, and then they'll bear fruit. And so they can, and then they're the only ones that know that there's, you know, apples in the tree or something. I don't know. So then they go and get them, or whatever, something like that, how they work. So anyway, so this was sometimes, though, they just get flowers and no fruit. So that's kind of the problem right there. Guerrilla grafters, they call themselves. A renegade band of idealistic produce lovers who attach fruit-growing branches onto public trees in the Bay Area cities. They aren't going to say where. Their handiwork is getting recognition in the 13th International Architecture thing. I don't know what that has to do with anything. It's like the gardener's version of graffiti, said somebody. If there's a question about its ability to produce enough food to make the difference as an awareness piece, it's a good idea. So it's not, you know, you're not going to get a lot of it, but they say that it's something to do. It's something to do. Yeah. Graft. I've never grafted anything. I'm not about to start. More news. When they get to, you know, the Tribune, they get into this, endorsing candidates and all that kind of stuff. So the Peterson division makes her the best pick for mayor. Then they have city council people, Grover Beach City Council. All that. I'm not familiar enough with these people to really venture to say anything. Okay. And then here's Leonard Pitts. Foolish behavior leads to deadly consequences. You know, it's just craziness. It's just absurdity that's going on. And what can you do? All right, here's the other thing. Here was a thing I wanted to share, and you may have already heard of this, but if not, the County of San Luis Obispo is a very special place for many reasons, and that's how they started this. Richard Hathcock, for Commander Vandenberg Chapter of the Military Order of the World Wars in San Luis Obispo, started it that way. One of these reasons is the statistic that 1 in 3 households in this county has a veteran that has answered the call of duty to his or her country. There's a way that all of their stories can be told, and that is the Library of Congress Veterans History Project. Central Coast Vets Memorial Museum offers the service of a professional interviewer and a free video of your history. A copy is held in the Library of Congress. So you can call 543-1763. That's 543-1763. And set up an interview time, and it takes about an hour. And so if you know vets from World War II, Korea, the Gulf War, Cold War, Vietnam, Iraqi freedom, all that stuff, then you can tell them they can do it. And you don't have to have been in, combat. They just want to know how things were, what you did. I'm not sure what they're going to do with all that, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. No, really, I don't really know how they're going to, I don't know how they're going to utilize this information. But, you know, the government will find a way to do that. So anyway, so it's going to be the Library of Congress. Isn't Library of Congress just a big bunch of stuff that's stored away that nobody ever sees? Am I right about that? I think I am. It's just boxes upon thingy of stuff that nobody ever will see or know about. All right, here we're going to go to Lindsay Lohan's mom and the train wreck that she was involved in on Dr. Phil.
This afternoon, the world finally got to see the bizarre interview Lindsay Lohan's mother just did with Dr. Phil that had a lot of people, including her ex-husband Michael, suggesting she was acting drunk.
or at the very least, loopy. Here's how some of it played out today on Dr. Phil's show.
Wait, to camera now or rolling? I'm sorry. Okay. Can we cut? Oh, God. Yeah.
Can we cut what?
Continue. Is this, like, rolling? Do we have, like... All right. So I'll sit closer. So we're friends? Nice shoes. Like them, by the way.
Yeah. Well, we're not here talking about my shoes.
Am I the toughest guest around?
No.
Can we pound that? Oh, no. Okay. Your little tie, your little shoes, like... You know...
I'm in my little tie and my little shoes? What the hell does that mean?
This is actually an interview.
Do the math. You can, it's on video. You'll go back to that.
Dina Lohan later flat out told TMZ, though, that she was not drunk. Now, we reached out to her. She didn't get back to us by showtime. But, Janet, Dina Lohan didn't have the best reputation before this interview. I can't imagine she did herself any favors here.
I'm trying to figure out why she even went on a show like Dr. Phil when we know what Dr. Phil generally does with guests like this and being in the position that she's in. It's kind of one of those what were you thinking kind of moments where I question what her motive was.
What was I thinking? Even play this thing, so I want to know. Anyway, so that was the loopster, Lindsay Lohan's mom, who and you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, as we well know, and so there you have. Okay. Oh, here's somebody saying if you didn't take your top off, there would be no photos. Well, yeah, that's right, I suppose, but I that's a little bit ridiculous because yes, there still would be photos. There'd be photos of her in a bathing suit. So it doesn't matter. There's somebody that was invading her privacy. Kate Middleton, we're talking about, of course. So I don't understand. I don't understand. Okay. All right. I'm done with this. Let me make sure that there's nothing else comes up here because I don't have all of a sudden this thing happen. Okay. I'm done. Do you hear me? I'm done with you. I'm done with you. Okay. Oh, Chicago teachers, by the way, are considering an offer right now and maybe end the strike. So this is what it's seventh day, seventh school day. So the kids, you know, they're pretty happy the way things have gone. But they may not be happy if they find out they're not going to have a Christmas vacation or an Easter vacation or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Because they have to make up the time. That's going to bum them out. I can tell you that right now. So I could be in the offing. In the offing. All right. I have Calhoun's Canons I want to read today. And so Anne Calhoun wrote this, and so I thought I'd share it. It says, a simple prayer. Dear God, creator of heaven, earth, please, enough already with the fundamentalists. We get too many of them. And they're all running amok. Political fundies who want to rule instead of serve. They love thy rules, but as for loving thy people, not so much. Pinch face, purse lip, they forgot to read the part about eyes of camels and loaves and fishes and doing unto the least of thy children. Instead, we get tax breaks for rich and food stamp cuts for the poor. And Christian fundies, don't get me started. Take prayer. Didn't you ever have something in your book about making a big phony show of public prayer? Well, I don't think they were listening, and it looks like these, thy good children, will never rest until loud public prayers to Jesus are mandatory in every square inch of the public square. At supermarket openings, the halls of justice, and schoolrooms, and city council meetings, with crosses so, or thy commandments manifesting anywhere, there's a smudge of space on a public building or on a small, tall hillock in the wilderness until the only place to escape the Jesus flack will be to flee into a Jewish temple or a Buddhist retreat. Even there, don't be too sure, the cross carpenters are constantly at work. And what's with their obsession with women's private parts anyway? Instead of political debates, we now have politicians competing to see how many forced vaginal probes they can stick into their state laws. This isn't governance, it's obsession, and a sick obsession at that. I mean, since the history of the world, Lord, did you ever think that you'd see the top of girls holding aspirin between their knees served up during a Republican primary campaign? Fundamentalists and now apparently Republicans are now all about the aspirin and tight knees, and that's not a good combination. And don't get me started on Muslim fundies. They're the perfect example of fundamentalism squared, fundamentalism to the nth degree, unquestioning and rule-riddled, bound-up, blinkered, and death-loving, woman-hating, sex-fearing, life-denying, sad, furious, frightened souls that even Muhammad, blessings and peace be upon him, and his successful businesswoman wife, you go girl, would gape at in utter disbelief. And their Lord is the problem. You create a complex, fluid, ever-changing, beautiful, profoundly unknowable world. And when you created humans with an overwhelmingly need to create what they think are safe, secure, square boxes out of non-squared, inherently unstable, constantly changing reality, the result is human-created fundamentalism of all kinds. Big-hearted, square, stick-in-the-mud boxes in the middle of a flowing river. Then we hide in the boxes and delude ourselves into thinking that they will offer us permanence and safety. But instead of safety, those boxes turn into prisons, or worse, platforms of death. So enough, O Lord, time for thee to call of thy own back home to thy loving bosom. And don't worry, they won't mind. They have spent centuries making up stories about their wished-for, longed-for, blessed, fiery ends, Armageddon, tribulation, rapture, holy jihad, paradise, and virgins. So you're doing all them a big, huge favor. And then, maybe the rest of us can settle down to a saner world, a world of softer edges, kinder boxes filled with imperfect, more forgiving bunglers, human beings who have enough to give in their worldview to know that the magic of the world is ultimately unknowable, so there is no need to force ourselves and others into life-limiting made-up boxes. Instead, I'm sure God won't mind if from time to time we take off our too tight dress shoes and dance on the grass, or lie in the meadow to listen to the bees, smell the sweet clover, and give thanks for the warm sun pouring down from heaven.
Up to 2 million Americans suffer from deep vein thrombosis each year. Many may look like the model of good health, but looks can be deceiving. While you may not see it, DVT is a blood clot usually found in your lower limbs. If the clot breaks loose and travels to your lungs, it may cause death. Each year, approximately 300,000 Americans die from DVT-related complications. My husband David was one of them. This is Melanie Bloom asking you to visit PreventDVT.org. Talk to your doctor. Learn the facts and risks.
How do I know if a noise is dangerous? As a general rule, noise may damage your hearing if, for instance, you have to shout over background noise to make yourself heard. The damage from too loud of noise makes your ears ring or causes you to have decreased or muffled hearing for several hours after exposure, or if the noise is painful to the ears. Cotton balls or tissue do not protect your hearing. Noise-induced hearing loss typically occurs slowly over a period of time and is painless. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Dutchman Seafood House on the Morro Bay Embarcadero has been totally remodeled. There's a new look throughout the restaurant, including a great bar area with plenty of room for you to hang. What I like the best is what the Dutchman's new farm to table chef has created, a new menu that features fresh seafood. It starts with hand-selected fish delivered right to our dock and served within hours of being pulled from the ocean. It's the only way to eat. At Dutchman Seafood House, you'll enjoy waterfront dining, creative cocktails, a nice selection of reasonably priced wines, and a tempting variety of entrees featuring seafood, poultry, beef, salads, and award-winning clam chowder that's guaranteed to satisfy your hunger. When you walk into Dutchman, you'll find an inviting bar where weekdays we offer special happy hour pricing from 3 to 6. Formerly known as the Flying Dutchman, you'll find the newly remodeled Dutchman Seafood House on the Morro Bay waterfront near Pacific Street at 701 Embarcadero.
Yeah.
one-hit wonder, Brother Louie by The Stories. You're Bill Baggett, Talk of Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS. If you just joined Talk of Sheep for the very first time, and you might have, you're probably saying, what's with the music, pal? That's what I do. I figure it breaks up the thing a little bit, you know. It's good for us. All right, there you go right there. All right, other people are in the news today. Here was a story I came across. Conservatives have a new mantra. President Obama would rather meet with David Letterman than Benjamin Netanyahu, or he'd rather meet with Jay-Z and Beyonce. Obama will tape a Letterman gig today in New York City, then will attend a fundraiser hosted by music star Jay-Z and Beyonce. They're together. This will be Obama's seventh appearance with Letterman, his second since becoming president. Conservatives contrast today's schedule with the fact that the president does not have a face-to-face meeting with Netanyahu planned for when the Israeli prime minister is in New York next week for the opening of the United Nations General Assembly. They don't, they certainly don't see eye to eye, do they? And in this particular case, I'm going to say I think it's really too bad. I think that I think that the president needs to really get on board with what's going on with Israel and obviously Iran. I hate to say it, but it's kind of like if I don't pay attention to it, maybe it'll go away, but it's not going to go away. Or we could be entirely wrong. I mean, the guy could be secretly planning to bomb the living bejesus out of, Iran. We don't know. We don't know. But you would think that Benjamin Netanyahu would know. You'd think that he would sort of be in on the deal. You would think. All right. Other people that are in the news today. It's just protests and protests and protests. There's nothing to say that. Now here, Chinese assail Japan over island dispute. Japan shuts down plants. So we can find out what that's about. Says, regretting that tattoo, a doctor may be able to remove it, but success depends on size, color, age, and other factors, if you know what I mean. Now, I've told you this story. I'm going to tell you again because this is a true story in the Navy. They didn't want you to have tattoos, but they couldn't say, no, you can't have them. They could have said, no, you can't have them, I guess, but anyway, they didn't. So, but they weren't happy about it. So if you decided you wanted to have yours removed, they were more than happy to oblige. But here's what they did, and I'm not exaggerating. I'm not telling you a story. I'm telling you the true fact because I had no people that had it done. They cut the little tattoo out, and then they cut a square out of your fanny the same size, the skin, and that's what they stuffed there. So you have this piece of fanny right there on your arm. And I have to tell you, I'd rather have the tattoo. That's just me, though. But that's what the Navy did. Now, of course, now they got lasers and all kinds of stuff they can do things with. They didn't back then. Okay. Michael Madsen's out of the hospital. He was arrested for drunken driving. This is Quentin Tarantino's favorite guy in Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill movies. Anyway, here's the thing. His lawyer said he'd been taking prescription drugs that could have resulted in a faulty sobriety test. No, it wouldn't. It would just mean that he took prescription drugs along with the alcohol, and therefore he was drunk. I hear that story about Lady Gaga we don't need to get into. Now, they can't find Olive the oiled otter. She became a mommy, but they're trying to find her. They don't know where she is. And apparently that's a big story. I may not get it, but apparently that's a bigger story than you could possibly imagine. It's really that way. Let's see if we can get this thing working here. All right, we're talking about The Chicago parents deliver postcards to the school head. Students and teachers crowd the lobby of school headquarters today, delivering a stack of what they said was 1,000 postcards from the stakeholders asking CPS leaders to hear their voices. So it's not like they're not doing anything. They're raising heck. And then we'll have a sponsoring message here to begin with. Okay, here we go.
Look, I'm going through the rapids.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Sync your card with Facebook, Foursquare, and Twitter for savings. That's the membership effect of American Express.
Deeply disappointing that there's not one person in this building
one person who could come down here and talk to a group of parents and students. See, this is what it's about. It's about the students. They say they put children first, but they cannot take 5 minutes to come down and talk to one of us. What if we had a smaller delegation go up? Just a few of us went up.
Nope.
You won't let one person up there to deliver a message to the board of ed.
Two people? No. You can't let two people go upstairs and deliver postcards?
Exactly. We'll take your postcards.
We'll take your postcards and we'll take them upstairs.
We'll take your postcards.
It's not fair, but you are not a member of the Board of Education.
And it's not me, and it's not your fault. But you can't just call and say, you made one call, phone call and say, can one person come down here and talk to these parents?
There's somebody who's willing to speak to us. Then why they're not willing to come down?
Thank you.
All right, that's just kind of noisy right there. But anyway, the whole point is that the parents are down there in the lobby. They want to get upstairs and present their views, and they weren't allowed to go up and do other things. But anyway, maybe this thing's going to end. We're not sure. Here's this thing again. I'm going to get to it as soon as I can. This is what it actually said. Kate's nude photos can only do her good. So we're going to find out whose opinion that is and see if we can figure that out.
I published them with the belief that these pictures convey the image of a modern, contemporary Duchess, and that they can only do her good. She comes across really well.
Oh, I see. They got it published.
Up with the times. Contemporary. I published them for various reasons. It's a journalistic scoop. It satisfies the curiosity of the readers. It's the first time that a future Queen of England is pictured in such a way. They are natural pictures. There's no morbidity about it. Nothing that can affect the dignity of the person involved, the Duchess of Cambridge. Lastly, they were taken by photographers standing on public land. The Duchess was sunbathing on a terrace, unfortunately for her. But according to the Italian privacy law, it's not illegal to take pictures from a public road of personalities in exposed places in open air. I can tell you that it is certainly an important scoop. Maybe 10 years ago, we would have paid a lot more for it. But I can tell you that it's a scoop paid in line with the economic crisis, which all the world is going through. The photographers who made this scoop are hardly sunbathing in the Caribbean right now.
Unlike Kate, who was sunbathing, and that's what happened right there. So there you have it. That answers it right there. The guy that published the photo said, well, this is just going to do her good. Yeah, I know. What kind of world do we live in now? I don't understand. Yeah, I didn't get it. Yeah. Okay, it's 16 now before 2. Sun's out. I haven't had a chance to stick my head out the window because this window doesn't open. But I was going to see what was going on out there. Okay, other things that are going on, though. Now, this is interesting here. They allow laptops. They allow laptop computers in a lot of schools and stuff. And it says just a quarter of 8th through 12th grade students proficient at writing, so laptops no help in the latest testing. Here's the interesting thing. We sort of have to recognize something. You know, we talk about the things that are going away because of our modern technology, and we may say, well, that's really too bad that they're going away, but they just are. What can you do about it? You know, this cursive writing, they're talking about not even teaching cursive writing anymore because who writes? Well, exactly, who writes? And so for people to say, well, they're not proficient at writing, of course they're not. They tweet each other, and they Facebook each other, and they do everything. And, you know, how many letters do you have to do it in, 110 or something? Whatever it is, I don't know what it is. But anyway, so, no, of course they can't write. So why would we still require that they write well? Because they're obviously not going to be able to. They will communicate with their peers. They'll do just fine with their peers. Everything will be fine. The world's just going to work different than it's working right now. But everybody pulls their hair out and goes, oh, my God, the kids are all screwed up. They don't do. No, I don't really think that's the case. I think it's just, you know, the way it is. Death Valley claims a heat record. The mercury soared to a scorching 134 degrees on July 10th, 1913. Now holds the distinction of having achieved the Earth's highest temperature. The figure that's been for meteorologists is Mount Everest is for geographers. So there it is right there. So that's it. That was the big temperature right there, 134 degrees, July 10th in 1913. So nobody's beaten it. Wait. That's not true. For exactly 90 years, what was thought in Libya had recorded the world's hottest temperature, blistering 136 degrees on September 13th, 1922. Not so. A team of atmospheric scientists concluded their reading is bogus after a comprehensive review. So they were claiming to have in Libya, where we've had recent problems. They're complaining. They were saying that they had the highest temperature, but they were faking it. It wasn't true. They're fudging. They had a fudge factor. So that's I hate that when people do that. But anyway, that's what they were doing. Here was one of these cold case affairs that came up. You heard about the guy that was Jack McCullough, who was charged in 1957 murder of a 7-year-old when he was just a kid. Anyway, he's 72 years old now. There you go. Report foresees dire consequences in our spending cuts. Well, we also have dire consequences if we don't have spending cuts. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't. So I have no idea what the answer to that is then. Yes, it would be dire. Yep. Because we create a government the size of what it is we have to spend. And as long as we keep adding more to the spending, then we can add more to the government. And adding more to the government is not productive. It doesn't help our GNP or it does anything. It just it just takes away from people's pocketbooks because of higher taxes. So this is there may be a way to solve this, but I certainly don't know what it is. I don't think anybody else does. It's just it's a never ending circle of nonsense. Okay, now this was here's some weird stories. A substitute teacher in Northern California is under investigation following accusations that he was watching pornography in elementary school. The kid went up to the desk to ask him something, and he saw somebody naked. And so they're looking at that, as you can imagine. Now, this is really weird. In L.A., required questioning by 9/11 operators delays the dispatching of paramedics and the start of life-saving CPR, they've discovered, because they got to ask them all these questions before they really... get around to it. They had one caller, they said, where is this thing here? In one 9/11 call, the dispatcher asked a caller 5 times whether the patient who had a heart attack was breathing. But maybe you need to know that, because see, if you are breathing, even if you've had a heart attack, if you are breathing, you're not supposed to administer CPR. So that seems legit and from its own standpoint. But it seemed legit to me. Because they don't, people that don't know what to do, and they're calling the 911 saying, what is it I do? And then they're saying, CPR, but not CPR if they're breathing, because then that ends the breathing. That just ruins it. So that's a little kind of strange there. I'm going to do a thing on the iPhone.
This is Jefferson Graham with USA Today. We're here in San Francisco this week for the big event, the unveiling of the new iPhone, what's expected to be called the iPhone 5. This is arguably the most eagerly anticipated tech device of the year, the upgrade to the best-selling tech device out there. The new iPhone is expected to be slightly larger with a larger screen, faster processor, a better camera, Google Maps gone.
Why does it stop itself? When these things happen, and I have to tell you the truth, I don't understand why they stop themselves when they stop themselves. They stopped themselves. It just has stopped.
Apple's replacing it with Apple Maps.
Thank you.
Which analysts tell me looks even cooler than Google Maps did. It has spoken turn-by-turn directions. There's a new app called Passbook, which takes all of your boarding passes and tickets and coupons and loyalty cards and ties them all together. USA Today will be there on Wednesday. We'll show you the new device as soon as we get our hands on it. So from San Francisco, this is Jefferson Graham, USA Today.
Thanks, Jefferson Graham from USA Today. So they're going to be there on Johnny on the Spot tomorrow, along with, of course, everybody else in the whole wide world who's going to be there, Johnny on the Spot, to say this is what's going on with the whole thing. Okay, well, that's good to know there. It's good to have that information. The iPhone 5. I have a Mickey Mouse phone I like. I still use that at home. I like it. I really do. I'm not kidding. I really do. I like it a lot. Okay, well, here's some other stuff that's in our world today. British research has determined that a little studied chemical in marijuana could lead to effective treatments for epilepsy with few side effects. See, now when they give people treatments for epilepsy, they shake and they do funny things. But they say this strongly suppressed seizures without causing uncontrollable shaking, though the side effects of existing anti-epileptic drugs. So you had to figure eventually, you know. I have this feeling, really, that if a scientist took almost anything, I don't care if it was a dandelion to anything, and really studied it and then see if he could apply anything in that thing to something, somewhere something would work. I'm coming to that conclusion that there's something in everything. I could be wrong, but I like the conclusion anyway. All right. Christians in Egypt feel wrath over the film, as you can well imagine. Pope in Lebanon as tension rise, which has to be really not so good either. And Netanyahu maintains the pressure on you-know-who, but he's going to be visiting here and not meeting with him, so that's going to be really kind of weird and wild. So, you know, I don't know where that's going. Oh, you may have seen that Tank Farm Road is getting an additional turn lane because there's the traffic now backs up on Tank Farm. And, of course, they're talking about, you know, up the street on Orchid, you know, building 1,000 homes. I don't know what they're going to do then with the streets. But anyway, they're going to have two left turn lanes going north on Broad. And then there's another new turn lane coming from the south or something. Anyway, but anyway, they've been working on it, and I go by it every day. It has to help. Here I was talking about this crazy sewage plant in the South County and having this electrical problem. I'm saying, you know, that's not that often there are those electrical problems. Now, so, of course, as soon as I said that on Friday, then the paper comes out with fire investigators at a San Luis Obispo mobile home park have determined early morning fire Friday was an accident caused by an electrical outlet. It's like I'm being picked on, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make these statements, and I find out I'm completely wrong. That's all right, fine. Okay, you don't have to be right, Bill. Let me get to this for you. Okay. Oh, here it was right here. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is dumping Cool Whip for copays. The Dow, perhaps the most widely known barometer of the U.S. stock market, announced Friday that it would boot Kraft Foods to make room for United Health Group, the insurance company. The change takes effect September 24th. S&P Dow Jones Indices, which manage the average, said that it dropped Kraft because it's about to become a much smaller company after spinning off its North American grocery business. So they just ain't what they used to be, and they're getting rid of them. So that's that. So that's what I was telling you about. They gave them the dump. Keep smiling, keep shining. For sure, that's what friends are for. In good times, in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. Oh, keep smiling, keep shining. No. That's what friends are for. On the Friends and Neighbors Network right here with Bill Benneke. Let's get again together tomorrow at noon. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benneke. Bye, bye, bye.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Miami, FLA, hitchhiked away across USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Everybody's darling, but she never lost a head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. To the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was Jim Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do. Thank you.